जो तू दो दिन का ये सफर है।
अस्सलामु अलैकुम व रहमतुल्लाहि व बरकातुहू। Once again, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum to this edition of the Coffee Express, coming to you live and exclusively from the studios of Markaz Sahaba Online, Sawtu Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the voice of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah in Durban, South Africa, on this Saturday morning, the 24th of Dhul Hijjah, 1446, corresponding with the 21st of June, 2025. Alhamdulillah, we have just finished our first segment, which is related to Palestine and the behavior and conduct of the Yahud. We now get on to our segment called Street Talk. And in this segment, we discuss the latest development regarding the kafan and the dafan affairs of the Muslim community in the city of Durban, and the latest political developments in the city with our brother Ahmad Parak, Hafizahullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother Ahmad Parak.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alana salam to all our radio listeners. Alhamdulillah, Marana. Allah has blessed us with another fine day, Marana.
To start off, do we have any new developments regarding our...
New developments, but as you spoke earlier regarding Palestine, you know, I was thinking early this morning, you know, how many people are dying there in Palestine? How will be that cemetery, inshallah? Allah make it easy. I want to go and see one of these when we get some time, when everything is settled there, to go and see what is actually happening in terms of how they actually coping with the deaths there, when you're getting an average of 100, 200 deaths sometimes even more. Are they using shallow graves, or how is it going to be individual graves? So these are the things that I would like to know. So the people, you know, some friends have come and given me an update how they do it there. But, you know, it's nice to go there and see for yourself how it is. And you, when you come back here, you can tell our community what they're going through and what we have here. We must make Allah's last shukr that what we have here in South Africa, Marana. You know, we always wanted to know what is happening in Palestine and with the death, the amount of death that is taking place in Palestine, and Allah make it easy for the women and children of Palestine, how they must be seeing their parents are being getting buried, and small children are being getting buried in Palestine. So it is something that we need to ponder and think about. Yeah, in South Africa, alhamdulillah, Allah made it easy for us. We've got so many nice, clean cemeteries and all that. What they must be going through. So these are the issues that we would like to explore with friends and relatives who are coming, going and going to Aqsa, when they go to Palestine, to give us some feedback so we'll be able to give back to our community what is happening there in terms of the burial side of it. And inshallah, if Allah wills, I will be going one day to go and see for myself and give the proper explanation what is happening in Palestine, inshallah, that is the word. Part of the, we're just waiting for Maulana to just reconnect again. There isn't some issues from their side that is causing a problem for the internet or whatever. So coming to our political scenario in Durban municipality, the most burning issue at the moment is the water tankers. We have got something like about 80 water tankers that is not even put into use for simple, easy things, that is where the municipality is supposed to renew the license or change one of the tires, or the air filter is not working. These are all minor issues, but I can't understand why these tankers are lying at the workshop for so long, and they have done oversight. And these are issues and now the community is actually deprived of water, where we got the tankers, but the reason behind this whole issue is, you know, water is being controlled by the mafias. And what they do is they will make sure these tankers don't come out of the workshop, so they can outsource and hire tankers. And this is what happens in council. And in most cases too, when they go and fill up, by the time the guy would reach the destination, they leave the valve open, so the water is already, by the time you go to from A to B, half the tank is from the 40,000 liters, 20,000, they've already been lost. These are the issues, because the quicker he goes back, and every trip, there's an amount of about 5,000 rands where they get paid. So the more the trips they make, the more they earn. So this is the issue that we are faced with. And you know what, councils in this new budget, we have already allocated like 785 million for water, sanitation, and a complete new fleet. From January to the end of May, we have already received new tankers. 100 new tankers have been already delivered to the city. So there is no need to even get tankers from the outside, outsourcing or hire any from a hiring company, any tankers, when we have got in-house our own tankers. So, and if they get this 80 odd fixed at the workshop, our problem is solved, actually. So, you know, we can save money. But, you know, I think now is the time has come. National government and the provincial government has to intervene in what is happening in our Tikwini municipality. And maybe they have to come in and take responsibility from the city manager and the top raki, from the city manager, the mayor, to start getting service delivery, because elections are around the corner now. It's about a year from now, next year, November, when it will be set. So the issue is, if we're not going to get our city sorted out now, and on the first, in the next week, 70 billion will be already allocated for the city for the upgrade and all the infrastructure of the city, you know, our working capital. And the problem is, we have the money, but the money is over invoiced, overstated, and that's where we are losing our money. So that's where our biggest problem is. So, you know, even you can have the best forensic auditors and all that, be charging the people, we're doing everything, CIIU and all, but it's not working. The idea is to start putting somebody behind the bars and throw the keys away. Then only they will realize that, you know, certain department made a mistake, they are paying the price for the mistake. And we can't afford losing money all the time in a city like ours, where you're not getting service delivery. The rates has gone up, the electricity has gone up, the water is we're losing 58% of our water, which we are paying for. All these things is compounding into the city, and now they're talking about bringing investors from Abu Dhabi and from the UAE. Now, you know, no investor want to come and invest into our country where the services and all are broken. But yet, the investors, it for them is an opportunity to come to South Africa, because they're getting everything at a very reasonable pricing, because they can invest their money and they'll get good return on their investment. That is the reason they're coming. I hope we are connected now.
Brother Ahmed Parham,
okay.
You know, one of the things that is mentioned is that we have a shortage of drivers. Now, the question arises, if they have a shortage of drivers and they want to buy new tankers, who's going to drive these tankers?
That is a very, very good question that is, Marana. In fact, we have already received our new, brand making new tankers. And you know, our city fleet was supposed to have been overseen to all the vehicles in the whole city. That's why they call it the city fleet. It has got a completely separate department. They're supposed to be monitoring all our assets in terms of our fleet. And they're supposed to be making sure that there are drivers allocated to various departments, whether it's sanitation, water, or roads, that is their job to make sure, and they've got a PR department, HR department for that. So, you know, I can't understand why they don't have drivers. So, you know, things, and yet we might be having, I don't know how many thousand ghost employees in this thing. That is the further investigation is happening. It will come out in the next month. How many ghost employees we got in our payroll are getting paid for the, I don't know, for the last how many years. And they're sitting in our, they're sitting on our payroll. So that is another issue. So, you know, somewhere along the line, the money is getting lost, and they might say, okay, now we can't employ anymore. Our HR cannot afford any more payments because our department that's in charge of water sanitation have absorbed their budget, and they cannot hire. So that's where the issue is. But you need to get first go down to the ground and make sure you pull out all of those people are on our payroll. Pull them out and you can employ new people. And there's tons of people are looking for work. And they would, if you put an ad today, by Monday morning, you will have about 200-300 waiting at the doors of the HR department for drivers. And these are heavy-duty drivers. They will get dropped anytime. But the problem is that's where our biggest problem is. We can't employ because we've got so many ghost employees, and that is where they are looking at it at the moment.
And now the committee also learned, this committee that's investigating the whole thing, that there is a shortage of water sources to fill in the tankers. Filling one tanker takes about 20 minutes, meaning it takes almost an hour to fill up two tankers. This results in communities having to wait a long time just to receive the tankers. Now, is there any action being taken to increase the number of water sources?
Morana, you see, everywhere they have got depots. You don't have to go to one area to go fill up. So there is areas they will be allocated. If you're in Reservoir Hills, you will go to that depot to pick up your water. If you're in Musgrave, you'll go to by Macro, you go fill up there. So there is allocated places where they can fill up. But because what they do is, because it's run by mafias, it is because they want to give, they want to outsource. So they say, like, you now when you're saying 80 of these water tankers are not working, so they'll have to now outsource maybe 20 or 30 just to catch up. But yet these water tankers, they have got small things to do just to put the license just on and make sure the tires are right or anything. One puncture takes them 2 months to fix. Now that is ridiculous. I've seen that myself. So this is the problem that we are faced with in the city. Now, also when they fill up, they leave one valve open and half the tanker of the 40,000 water is by the time you go to your destination, there's only 20,000 liters of water is left in the tanker. So that is the problem that we are faced with. And there's no proper policing in all different departments. That is the biggest problem. And in fact, national government and province have to do something very, very quick. Otherwise, the city is going to lose a lot of money, and the time has come. If they're not going to put the act together, you saw last week on our show, we did 30 million we only paid on legal costs. So, you know, it doesn't make sense. We're throwing away good money. And there's how many other cases like that, pending issues like this. There's so many pending issues with the workforce as well, with the inquiry in the CIIU and the disciplinary board. Everything is sitting at us, you know, and yet the people will suspend you, but yet you get paid. Even 18 months, people are still getting paid because they say the matter is before the CIIU, and it has to go to arbitration and reconciliation, and that is by the time you finish, you another 8 to 10 months over and above that. For 2 years, you're sitting at home, not doing anything, and you're collecting your full salary. What a pleasure that is for us.
Our next interview, our mayor urges
anger management in any municipality? Now, you said he warned municipal officials that failure to monitor conflict showed a weakness in government, and he suspected there was collusion corruption in the city. Now, you see, members of the public and maybe many others that have joined by the municipality already established that there is collusion corruption, and the city mayor still suspects it. Now, this is bad for public opinion. Of, you know, people may think that he's just dragging his feet. He's just suspecting until now he's still suspecting it, while many others have already established it.
When it comes to corruption, corruption is very, very ripe. And where the committee I normally sit in, MPAC, these things come to us where we've got fruitful expenditure all the time. We have to do a write-off and all for simple issues and all that because of corruption. No, the problem with corruption in the city is if the from the top to the bottom, if they're all working together, and that's where our biggest problem is. And we go through the, you know, in government, in any corporate organization, you have to go through the normal pace. You can't just fire the guy if you suspect there is corruption, element of corruption. You need to then obviously do a proper investigation, bring it before the disciplinary board, then it go to CIIU, then it go to SIU, then it will go to court. All the process it has to take. So you can't convict the man just by hearsay to say what he was caught for corruption. So all the investigation, that's where our biggest problem is, that before it even reached the court, he's already been put away for good. So that is another thing. You'll hear in the last couple of months how many top officials lost their lives. Some of the witnesses has lost their lives. Some of the witnesses in the witness protection scheme, they have already gone. You can't find them. And then these matters come before the court and it gets dismissed. And that's where our big corruption is very, very right in the city. And in fact, they are doing their utmost best. But the problem, the element from the city manager right through in all the departments, you need to clean up. And that is where our biggest problem is. We need to start cleaning up. And next year, when the election is going to come, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. There will be a massive change. But if we're not going to get a good change in the city to weed out the corruption and put the finances in place, I don't think we're going to go because it's going to set us back. And as you know, there's a lot of interest from the Arab states coming in investing. They have already invested in some of the big projects in our country already, especially in Durban. And they will look twice now. Because, you know, the money is not secure because of the issues that we have just mentioned regarding the corruption in the city. So it's a big problem. But investor, for him, this is a safe haven, and he's getting value for money. That's the reason he's coming here to invest.
Now, we know that there are some plans to get things under control, to ensure contracts are properly planned, executed, and monitored. The municipality stated that they have implemented the following measures. Now, you know, they have mentioned some measures. Now, can you just, you know, elaborate on what measures are going to be taken for proper planning and execution and monitoring the contract?
Well, I know what they are talking at the moment is because of the investors are coming and some of them are like reluctant to invest, yet they want to put their money here and they say, okay, fine, we want to invest in your country, but we got no protection from the news we're getting internationally that, you know, your city is not performing, yet it is in a sound position financially. They're not too bad compared to the other municipalities, but they don't want to invest where they want to start losing their money. So we have now decided that they're bringing outside top engineers, top people to oversee to all these contracts that is coming into the city, where we will be able to make sure that it's an independent body where they will give direction to the city, to the municipality, exactly how things are supposed to be. And they will also look at the rents and cents. They have got their own QS department. So there's no way you can use 10 rand pipe and add invoice for 100 rand. So all that will be eliminated. And I think that is the only way, not for the international investors, for the city as well. So that is where they're starting to close the gap. Because the thing is, in terms of the Supreme Court of Appeal case, a lot of them actually at the moment jumping in. We can't get any answers out from them because they don't want to sign off any contracts or anything. They're scared. Because if they sign it off because they get implicated in this thing, that is what one of the contracts that the city has sent to all the departments to say that, you know what, you sign it off, you are directly involved in it, you are implicated in this matter, so you will have to answer. So that is where everything is being stalled at the moment because they're very scared. Because any time from now onwards, somebody is going to get detained, and that will be the best thing. Somebody gets detained for things that he has signed off, it was not appropriate, he must pay the price.
Now, when it comes to payment control, to promote financial discipline and prevent unauthorized payment, one of the measures they are taking is policy-based payments. Can you just explain what does policy-based payment do?
Policy-based payment, we're talking about we want to pay on time 30 days. So we are saying, but providing, you see, we go on a vote number. So when a contract is given, the vote number is immediate allocated. Say they're going to do the road in Randall's Road, and that road costing 3.5 million. So there's a vote number has been given. The contract is given to Ramput Construction Company. So all that is sealed and signed. They lodge the guarantee. Now, also, we have put in place. Now, if you want a contract, say that is 3 million, we can ask you to put in 750,000 and guarantee. So to make sure that you're doing the job right and we got some recourse. Because you want upfront payment. We're giving you upfront payment, but you're not doing the job. So at least we got the guarantee to cover ourselves. So that is what we have put into place. Now, when you get the vote number, the contract is given, the follow-up from there is our big problem. And that's where the problem comes in. And then what happens? There's a diversion on that vote number. Maybe more work was taken place or something. And that's where the Auditor General picks it up and says, you know what? We gave you 3.5 million for this year. Why this thing has gone now to 4.2? Where, how did it come? That's where all our problem is. Now, you can't just go and move from 3.5 to 4.2. You need to bring another vote number. And that has to go through the process and all that. Now, the city is saying, no, no, no. While they were working, we had no time. We increased this thing here, has been signed up by the head of department, has been signed off by the various role players. We say, no, that is not there. You need to follow the process. The process is you got vote one, then it comes to vote two, because now you extended from Alphala right up to Macro to do another 40 meters or 100 meters or whatever we had to do. So that comes on another vote number. That's where the problem is. The Auditor General is saying, no, we're not going to pay because that was not in terms of the regulation, in terms of the agreement that was signed on that vote number. That's where the problem is. Now, that's where we're putting things right at the moment.
Now, one thing that sound strange. They mention official orders required, as previously communicated to all service providers, no goods or services should be delivered upon an official ministerial purchase order or contract. Doing so may result in non-payment and be recorded as irregular expenditure. Now, the question arises, up until now, these policies are being put into place where people just, providing goods and services without any contract, but they have no contract.
Ji Maulana, you see, when it comes to that, that's where the lack of transparency is coming into place. And that's when we don't have the complete picture. And then that's when it has to come before the head of department. Now they have to answer. Because the guy is telling you, he's sending you one super link of 34 pallets of cement, but in actual fact, only 16 pallets came. The other 16 was delivered somewhere else. And the guy has signed off and all. That's where the problem is in terms of the delivery methods and all is concerned. Because I didn't get the other part of the this thing, because it's very, very fake, your last question.
Yeah. Okay, Marv, for that gremlins, I think since we're doing this show, this is the first time that we've been so badly affected. You know, the internet is falling apart, and I really don't know what's going on at the moment. They're only going to dynamite those bridges, I think, tonight. That's right here by the studio at 44 Cutting. Oh, I don't know whether that is having an effect, the pre-planning for that. But anyway, Jazakumullah, Khair al-Jaza, for all the valuable information that you have imparted to us this morning. May Allah reward you for that. And inshallah, during the course of the day, you should be getting your podcast on this show.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.